out of the dugout and to the field, it's time for high school softball on Cantaland Radio. All the action from the clutch hits, flashes of leather, and big pitches right here on Cantaland Radio. Now let's head live to the ball diamond for all the action.
Batter up.
KSTA and the MSC Sports Radio Network. It's hard to believe we are on to the spring sports season, and it's high school softball today. Glad to be a part of your Thursday afternoon. We are in Valley Falls. Dragons playing host to the McLeod Bulldogs. We're moments away from the first pitch for game number one, so let's get you the lineup cards, and we start with McLeod. Of course, state title winning teams in 2023 and 2024, 27-1 a year ago. They're off to a 3-1 start here in 2026. Madison Turner inside the circle. She will lead things off here for McLeod and is a sophomore. Charles C. Coffin is the senior right fielder. She will bat second. Batting third is sophomore center fielder Kenley Wolf. In the cleanup spot is sophomore catcher Reese McMeans. Batting fifth, the junior first baseman Taylor Edmonds. Batting sixth, freshman third baseman Berkeley Myers. Freshman shortstop Chloe Simpson, she will bat seventh. Sophomore second baseman Evie Chowning is batting eighth. And rounding out the McLeod lineup today is freshman left fielder, that is Claire Forsberg. So again, Turner, Coffin, Wolf, McMeans, Edmonds, Myers, Simpson, Chowning, and Forsberg. You can obviously hear the 30-mile-per-hour gusty winds today. And the Valley Falls lineup will go like this. Pitching is Abby Wilson, batting first. Batting second is the DP, Paisley Heinen. Batting third is first baseman, Berkeley Hernandez. In the cleanup spot is catcher, Tegan Pinnell. Chloe Cox will bat fifth. She is the shortstop. Brecken Morse at third base, batting sixth. Bree Meyer at second. She'll bat seventh. Reese Conner, the left fielder, she bats eighth. Brooklyn Schmelsley is in center field, batting ninth. And Callie DeLong, playing right field, the flex spot, will round out the Valley Falls lineup. So here we go. First pitch is underway. And Madison Turner, swing and a miss from that fastball by Abby Wilson, and we are underway here today in Valley Falls. What a four-year run it's been, and kind of a reset for this McLeod softball program. And next pitch by Abby Wilson, a touch outside to Madison Turner, and it's one ball and one strike. Back-to-back state title-winning teams in 2023 and 2024, they were 27-0 last season, before being upended with their only loss in the regional semifinals to Rossville. This pitch is sliced out of play foul towards the parking lot, and Madison Turner is down in the count, one ball, two strikes. Turner, Coffin, and Wolf here for McLeod. So for Valley Falls, it's their season opener here today. And this week for McLeod, already their third doubleheader. McLeod, they have won 3 of 4 to start this season, including 2-0 in league play. There's another foul off by Turner, and it's still one ball and two strikes. Behind Abby Wilson, defensively, you got Pinnell, the catcher, Moore at third, Cox at short, Meyer at second, Hernandez at first, Connor at left, Schmelsley in center, and DeLong is the right fielder. Just getting going, first batter of the day, Addison Turner, sophomore pitcher for McLeod, and she'll ground this one to the right side, fielded by Meyer at second, over to first, and Hernandez the glove for out number one. So a ground out to start. That'll bring up Charles C. Coffin, the senior right fielder. Think about Coffin. She is the lone senior on this roster for McLeod this season. And certainly a key contributor over the last couple of seasons. And she bats from the left side. Wilson's first pitch a little bit low and away for ball one. Well, it was 91 degrees at first pitch. 15-30-mile-an-hour winds here today. You can probably hear the gusts. Couldn't be more directly in our grill behind home plate. Next pitch, Hai-Chi swinging a miss, and it's one ball and one strike here on Charles C. Coffin, a senior right fielder. In Monday, they swept, McLeod did, Jefferson County North 9-4 and 12-5. They split with Centralia on Tuesday, losing 12-8 in game one, battling back 6-4 winner in game number two. A little slicer down the left field line, and that ball's going to hang fair. And holding up at first base is Coffin for a one-out single. Well, that wind really pushed that ball, thought a chance it would go foul. But right behind third base, it landed on the line in fair territory in a one-out single. And the first hit of the game going to Coffin for McLeod. So a runner at first base and one out. Here's sophomore center fielder Kenley Wolf, who also bats from the left side of the dish. Wilson, a right-handed thrower. Bunt is shown. Pitch is a little bit low and away for a ball. And stealing second in the process is Coffin. Bounced out of the glove of Pinnell for a short second. Good speed from first to second for Coffin. And now the Bulldogs, runner in scoring position with one out here in the top of the first. And Wolf, one ball, no strikes. Next pitch again in the dirt. Cleaned up well by Pinnell, and it's two balls and no strikes. Sophomore catcher Reese McMeans in the on-deck circle for the Bulldogs. Well, that McLeod team last season certainly was good enough for the three-peat championship, as a little laser foul near diving catch by Moore in foul territory, but lands in the dirt to make it two balls and one strike here on Wolf. So that 23 title-winning team undefeated 26-0. They followed that up with a 28-2 campaign, winning the 2-1A state title once again, but 27-0 before the loss to Rossville in the regional semifinals last year, with that final being 6-5. And next pitch, fastball, a little bit outside. Three balls and one strike here on Kenley Wolf. Coffin at second base, one out. No score here in the top of the first inning. Abby Wilson inside the circle, gets the call, swings the right arm through, and it's low and away, ball four. So the first walk issued by Abby Wilson. And now McLeod, runners at first and second with one out. Here in the top of the first inning, looking to strike first. That brings up the sophomore catcher, Reese McMeans, and will bat from the right side. Slight bend in the knees. Wilson having to get out of some trouble here in the early going. And that first pitch a little bit inside, knee high for ball number one. Well, mentioning McLeod, back-to-back state titles in 23 and 24. Oskaloosa crowned state champs last year. So the 2-1A state title has gone to the Northeast Kansas League each of the last three seasons. McMeans takes one on the outer edge for a called strike, and it's one ball, one strike. Got Coffin at second base, thanks to an infield single and a stolen base, and then Wolf at first, thanks to a walk. And now this one is hit high in the air. One's going to push this one out of play into foul territory. And Wilson out in front on McMeans. It's one ball and two strikes. I always blame Kurt back in the studio for the weather. Brandon Tadman with you here today as well. We can't even get a little bit of spring in our first broadcast. 91 degrees. That northeast gusty breeze here today. Here is a 1-2. It is a little bit upstairs, and now it's two balls and two strikes. No score, just getting going. Top of inning number one. First game of the season for Valley Falls. Game number five already for McLeod. Next pitch in there. Called strike three, and a huge second out recorded. First strikeout of the day for Abby Wilson. And it's up to junior first baseman Taylor Edmonds. So first and second base, now two outs. Edmonds in from the right side. Well, we mentioned Coffin, the lone senior. Edmonds is the lone junior on this roster. It's all mixed with freshman and sophomore. Nubs this one to the left side, and it gets by the shortstop Cox. And McLeod is going to strike first thanks to a throwing error. Coming in to score is Coffin, and the Bulldogs out to a 1-0 lead. Wolf stops at second base. More than likely going down as an E6. It wasn't incredibly well struck off the inside part of the bat and just took an awkward bounce past Cox at short. And the Bulldogs lead at 1-0, still first and second with two outs. That brings up the freshman third baseman Berkeley Myers. Batting from the right side and heavy swing, fouls it out of play. And Myers falls behind, no balls, one strike. So a ground out, a single, a walk, a strikeout, an error, has led to an early 1-0 lead for McLeod. Abby Wilson trying to limit the damage to one here in the first as another one is fouled straight back. A couple of good swings, but Myers quickly behind. No balls, two strikes. Now, if Myers can do something here, Chloe Simpson in the on-deck circle for the Bulldogs. Road uniforms for McLeod. Purple jerseys, black sleeves, white trim, black pants. Dragons, the home white tops, black pants, yellow socks. Rise ball a little bit up. And it's one ball, two strikes here on Myers. You got Wolf at second, Edmonds at first. Two outs here in the inning. McLeod out to the 1-0 lead. But the count right now in favor of Abby Wilson. Here is the 1-2 and a little bit low and inside. And now two balls and two strikes here on Myers. Last year's decorated senior class led by Danny Lee for McLeod. That four-year class combined to go 97-7 with two state championships. And now this one is hit high in the air down the right field line. That wind is going to push it foul by about 2 feet. That wind fortunate to be a big factor here today. It's going to help some plays and probably hurt some plays. That foul ball by Myers keeps it at 2-2. Runners at first and second, two outs here in the top of the first. And McLeod, the 1-0 lead. Myers trying to do some damage with two outs and two on. The 2-2 by Abby Wilson is swung on and fouled away. So a good battle here by the freshman and Myers with Wolf at second, Edmonds at first. Well, it's kind of a new era for Bulldog softball, but still a young core, a lot of freshmen and sophomores, but word is they are very well ready to keep the reins moving for this program as Myers again fouling one off to keep it at 2-2. So a lengthy battle here between Abby Wilson and Berkeley Myers. So Abby Wilson really grinding the pitch count here in this top of the first inning, but trying to limit the damage to one. Here's the 2-2. That one low and inside. Now three balls and two strikes with Simpson in the on-deck circle. Good discipline here in the top of the first. These young McLeod bats. Good appearances, taking pitches, being smart with the swings. Here's a 3-2. This one's hit well out towards center field. Schmelsley moving to her left into the gap. She'll make the catch, fighting the wind. And that retires the side. So an error allowing a run to score, and McLeod down to a 1-0 lead. Go to the bottom of the first inning. Valley Falls coming up. You're listening to high school softball here on KNCA.
Union State Bank is here to help you build your business. Like you, we are thankful to be part of the local community, and USB is fully vested in that community, focused on helping families and businesses succeed. For our fellow local businesses, we offer a variety of commercial account options to fit your needs, from business interest checking to money market and business savings accounts. We have the convenient options to help your business thrive. Stop into one of our 8 convenient locations to talk with our team. Union State Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for all of your healthcare needs. Have an illness late at night or on the weekend? Come visit FW Houston's 24/7 walk-in clinic. Call us today at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school softball is upon us. Our first broadcast here today on KNCA. 90 degrees, 30-mile-an-hour breeze here in Valley Falls. Just an ideal afternoon for some high school softball. McLeod here on the road out to a 1-0 lead in that top of the first inning, thanks to an error at the shortstop position. But one run, one hit, one error, and two left on for the Bulldogs in that top of the first inning. So now McLeod on the defensive side with Madison Turner inside the circle here for the Bulldogs. Abby Wilson, Paisley Heinen, Berkeley Hernandez, top three in the order for the Dragons of Valley Falls. Their season opener here at home today. As Valley Falls softball team looking for their fifth straight 10-plus win season, 10-13 a year ago, losing to Rossville in the regional quarterfinals. They won 16 games in 2024, 11 in 23, and 10 in 2022. Now their first at bat of the season from Abby Wilson. First pitch swinging, and she hits it into right center for a base hit. It was well struck under the glove of Chowning at short, and a leadoff base runner as Abby Wilson takes first with nobody out. So one pitch, one base runner for the Dragons. That brings up the DP, and that is Paisley Heiden. Addison Turner inside the circle, right-handed thrower. And her second pitch, bunt shown, put down, is well placed. Fielding Turner firing to first and barely in time for the out. So kind of a positive for both teams. You get the sacrifice, moving Wilson to second. And a bang-bang play, good throw and catch. Turner to Edmonds to record out number one here in the bottom of the first. That brings up the first baseman, Berkeley Hernandez. Runner in scoring position, and she'll foul away the first pitch. No balls and one strike. Now, both these teams, fairly young rosters. Of course, McLeod, they have dominated Northeast Kansas League play over the last three or four seasons. Next pitch here by Turner, taken for a called strike on the outer edge. And Hernandez in protection mode, quickly no balls and at two strikes. Bulldogs out to a 1-0 lead here in Valley Falls. Bottom of inning number one here today. Wilson at second base, and this one's hit to the right side. And again, misplaying it over at second was Chowning, and we're tied at one. Now, the first one was kind of 50-50 on a hit and an error. That is a clear error by Chowning at short. And both teams scoring via the error in the first, and we're tied at one apiece. Wilson scoring from second. Hernandez with that throwing error. Gets up into scoring position herself, and here's the cleanup spot. And catcher, Tegan Pinnell. Turner having to battle out of some trouble as well. First pitch fouled away by Pinnell, and it's quickly no balls and one strike. Chloe Cox in the on-deck circle for Valley Falls. Dragons went 8-9 in league play a year ago. 2 years ago, they went 11-3 in league play. Finished second in the league behind McLeod. Next pitch by Turner. High chopper, and it's under the legs of the shortstop, Simpson, and into left center for a base hit. Now a throw into the infield gets away from Turner. Everybody's going to be safe, and now the Dragons have runners at second and third with one out here in the inning. Maybe a little hesitation by Hernandez, thought about maybe going in from third. Well, again, unofficially, call that one a single, but then a throwing error by the center fielder allowing Pinnell to get up to second base. So a couple of errors already this inning for the Bulldogs. That'll bring up Chloe Cox, the shortstop here for the Dragons today. We got Hernandez at third, Pinnell at second. You got to go back at least as far as 2021. First pitch by Turner to Cox is in there for a strike. She showed bunt, pulled back. So a little more strategic here defensively for McLeod. Myers at third, playing pretty well in. A base hit could score two. We're tied at one. They're in the bottom of the first inning. Dragons looking for more. Another hit to the shortstop side, and another awkward hop. And keeping it in front this time is Simpson, but everybody's safe, and a run is in to score. And a lot of this certainly has the wind playing a factor. And just like that, the Dragons are leading it 2-1, still only one out in the inning. Pinnell stayed at second. First pitch to Brecken Moore, fouled away as she quickly steps in, takes a hack at the first offering. So a 2-1 Dragons lead, still batting, two on, one out here in the bottom of the first. Now Pinnell at second, and Chloe Cox occupying first. Bunt is shown, and it's fouled straight back by Moore, and now she's got to be careful as counts no balls and two strikes. strikes. Multiple errors this inning by McLeod, and that wind is no joke here today. It's either coming straight at your face or directly towards kind of the corner in left field. This one's popped up. Could be a tough play. Right fielder coming in, and it's dropped by the second baseman, Chang. Everybody had to hold up, and now the bases are going to be loaded with one out in the inning. Well, it's nearly unraveling here right now. It's still just a 2-1 game, but now the base is loaded for Bree Meyer. And that one popped into the air, and it was the second baseman, Evie Chowning, who tried to pull it in, couldn't do so. And now, a little bit of a pause in the action as head coach for McLeod, that is John Dietrich, well, just trying to see what maybe the issue is there. But either way, multiple errors this inning by the Bulldogs, and now you got Pinnell at third, Cox at second base, and Moore at first with still only one out in the inning. Right now the umpires in between home and third having a discussion about something, but it appears whatever they were discussing ain't changing what is currently the situation here. So here's Bree Meyer. The base is loaded and one out. Chance for the Dragons to really put something on here in the first. They already lead it 2-1. First pitch by Madison Turner, a little bit high and away for ball one. Now Turner's got a battle. Oh, that's a good pitch. Swing and a miss. And it's one ball and one strike. Blew it by with the fastball. Late swing by Meyer. So unofficially, two hits in the inning with three errors. There's a swing and a miss. Took a little bit off. And Meyer now down in the count at one ball, two strikes. Got runners across the board. Bases loaded here for the Dragons. And there is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Huge pitch there by Turner to get out number two. And that'll bring up a left fielder in Grace Connor. Two outs, bases loaded, first strikeout of the afternoon for Madison Turner, and there's a strike call right there on Connor to make it 0-1. Well, if you can get out of this treacherous inning with only two runs allowed, you will take it if you are McLeod. Now this one's popped up, playable for the catcher in McMeans, and she drops it, and everybody remains true. A chance to end the inning again. It wasn't popped up incredibly high, but that wind still playing a massive factor there. And let's see if that comes back to bite the Bulldogs. But the count is 0-2. Here is the pitch by Turner, and this one is hit a mile high. Wind's going to push this one over the fence into foul territory, and everybody's going to have to go back. Well, Pinnell right now, who got to third base, right now Dakota Boyce is over there as a courtesy runner. You got Cox at second, Moore at first. A 2-1 Valley Falls lead here in the bottom of the first inning. Pitch by Turner, another pop-up. Behind home plate, this one could clear the fence. It does. And it stays no balls and two strikes on Connor, the left fielder. Now defensively behind Turner, McMeans catching. You got Myers at third, Simpson at short, Chowning at second, Edmonds at first. Big 0-2. Ground ball to the right side, off the left hip of Edmonds, into foul territory. Everybody is safe, and everybody moves up one. So the errors continuing to pile up here for the Bulldogs defense, and now the Valley Falls lead is 3-1 here in the bottom of the first. So Cox to third, Moore to second, Connor at first. That'll be E3. That'll bring up Brooklyn Schmelsley, the center fielder. Number 9 in the order. Valley Falls nearly batting around. They got Callie DeLong in the flex. Here's a ground ball. Slow roller to Turner. Has to make a quick throw and does so. Bell tie to Edmonds just in time for the final out. So Schmelsley grounds out to the pitcher, and that takes us to the end of the first inning. But errors aplenty, a couple of hits, and the bases left loaded. But either way, the Dragons get three in the bottom of the first and lead McLeod 3-1. As the second inning is coming your way next, you're on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing, support, and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
After McLeod getting one run in the top of the first inning, Valley Falls in their first round of at-bats here this season tally three runs, couple of hits. McLeod's defense, a handful of errors in that first inning, and the Dragons, as we begin the top of the second here in Valley Falls today, leading the Bulldogs. It is 3-1. Here on KNCA. Again, appreciate Kurt Kilman, Brandon Tedman with you. Is looks like we are getting a swap base on the right side of the infield, so a little pause in the action. Here's Chloe Simpson, lead off this second inning for McLeod. The first pitch by Abby Wilson is a swing and a miss for strike number one. So McLeod again, out to a 2-0 start in league play. As the baseball coming over from behind us to our right, that'll stop play, and kind of the, wouldn't say issue here at Valley Falls, that's not the case. Of course, you got the baseball field right behind us, so a foul ball just came rolling in. Off-speed pitch, hacked and fouled to the right side, and Simpson quickly down in the count. It is no balls and two strikes. Chowning in the on-deck circle, Forsberg in the hole. 7-8-9 here for the Bulldogs in the top of the second, trailing Valley Falls 3-1. Next pitch, the 0-2, a little bit up and in, and it's one ball, two strikes. Interesting to see how the Northeast Kansas League shapes up this season, with McLeod having to replace one of the more decorated senior classes we have seen in any sport in recent memory. Simpson takes another one upstairs, quickly two balls and two strikes. Underway here in the top of the second inning, Dragons out to a 3-1 lead. Next pitch, good check swing, held on, and from 0-2 to 3-2. I mentioned in that first inning for McLeod, very disciplined at the plate, and that has certainly been the case here for freshman Chloe Simpson, battling back from 0-2 to 3-2. Throws the slab, Wilson. Swings the right arm through and just fouled it away to stay alive. Was Simpson a little bit late on the swing, but just caught a piece. So our broadcast schedule for softball and baseball underway here today. The wind has died down a touch, but you know how it works. As soon as I talk about it, it'll go the opposite way. And what a hit that right there for Simpson. She takes one low and in for ball four. So goes behind 0-2 quickly, battles through it, and ultimately gets a leadoff walk here to begin the top of the second. That brings up the represented potential tying run, and sophomore second baseman E.V. Chowning. Well, bat from the right side of the plate, Simpson at first, nobody out here in the top of the second. Wilson's first pitch a little bit upstairs, and it's one ball, no strikes. The Dragons, again, opening their season here today at home. Already the third doubleheader of the week for McLeod. So kind of an intriguing matchup here to begin the season. As we got a stolen base attempt. What a throw by the catcher. Bell and tagged out at second is Simpson for out number one. A little bit late on the jump. And that takes a runner off base. And Chowning now with one out, nobody on. And the count even Stevens at 1-1. That was a darn of a throw by Pinnell. 1-1, a little bit high. And 2-1 now, the count on Chowning. Eight sophomores and four freshmen occupying the 14-player roster for this Bulldogs lineup here in 26. And there is a called strike on the inside part of the play. Chowning is now evened up again, now 2-2. So Simpson just caught stealing at second a moment ago. Dragons leading at 3-1. McLeod batting in the top of the second. 2-2. Popped up left side. Wynn's going to push it into foul territory, but Moore plays it well and makes the catch for out number two. So two up and a two down essentially, and that brings up number nine in the order in freshman left fielder Claire Forsberg. She will bat from the left side. Wilson the righty, trying to face the minimum here in the second. And a swing and a miss to make the count, no balls and one strike. And you got Oskaloosa in the league, defending 2-1A state champs. Certainly they got high expectations this year. I think McLeod, despite some turnover, going to be right in the mix as well. And then Valley Falls, a young roster, but mixed in with some good experience. 1-1 here on Forsberg. Two outs, nobody on. Next pitch, a little bit up and in. And now it's 2-1. Both teams having to fight through this heavy breeze here today. Here is the 2-1, low and away. And now 3-1 here on Forsberg. Top of the order, Madison Turner. In the on-deck circle here for McLeod. Pretty straight up with that left side stance for Claire Forsberg, the freshman. Here's the pitch. A little slow roller left, and again, just barely foul. And the count is now full. 3-2. So Chloe Simpson led off the inning with a walk after falling behind 0-2. Gets caught stealing, and then Chowning popped out into foul territory. And Forsberg here with bases empty, two outs. 3-2 pitch by Wilson. In there! Called strike three on the outside part of the plate. Got her with the changeup. Essentially three up, three down. Good bounce back inning for Abby Wilson. We go to the home second with Valley Falls leading at 3-1 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off-center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repair, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of Soother Feeds protein tubs and mineral on hand and carry mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. Let them help you select the best tire for your vehicle and driving needs. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms and growing success.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Bottom of the second inning here today. High school softball, Valley Falls hosting McLeod. Abby Wilson leading things off here for the Dragons. They lead the Bulldogs 3-1 here on KNCA. So again, just getting off and running here today. Kirk Hillman, Brandon Tabin. As the 0-1 is a swing and a miss there by Wilson. Top of the order here for the Dragons. Addison Turner back to work inside the circle. Both teams fighting this win today. Both teams committing multiple errors in the first inning and change. There's another foul ball over the fence and out of play near the baseball field. And it's no balls and 2 strikes here. Or correction, 1-2 the count here on Wilson. Paisley Heinen, Berkeley Hernandez also due up this inning. For Valley Falls, trying to add to a 3-1 lead Bulldogs have owned Valley Falls in this series. A little number right back up the middle. A diving stop by Simpson, but can't get it to first in time. It's an infield single for Abby Wilson. And she is 2 for 2 today with 2 singles. Just how she led off the first inning will lead off the bottom of the second at first base. And that brings up the DP, Paisley Heinen, who sacrificed bunted Wilson over to second base. And her first at bat, she'll try to bunt it down again. And this one hit behind home plate for a foul ball. No balls and one strike here on Heinen. 3-1 Valley Falls leading, home second. We'll have our first baseball broadcast coming up on Monday afternoon. We'll be over at Jeff West. They're taking on Hiawatha. And a little hit to the right side, fielded perfectly by Edmonds, and just got the foot on the bag in time. That was a bang-bang play, but Heinen just not there in time, and that is out number one. Essentially a sacrifice. Wilson up to second base. Unassisted ground out there to first. And the Dragons now bring up Berkeley Hernandez. First baseman bats from the right side. Runner in scoring position with one out. And the first pitch, a fastball catching the outer part of the plate, and it's 0-1. Hernandez reached on an error and scored in that 3-run first inning. Right now has Wilson at second base with one out. Sharp to the right side, ricochets, and nobody at second base. And Chowning maybe was under the impression that someone was at first base to try to get an out at second, but now it'll be an infield hit, and you got runners at the corners with one out here in the inning. You got first and third with one out. Dragons, another very good opportunity here to add to a 2-run lead here on the home second. So here's Pinnell, who singled and scored. She'll show bunt. She'll pull back. It's in there for a called strike, and Hernandez taking second without a throw. So Wilson at third, Hernandez at second base. And the count 0-1 on Tegan Pinnell. Big opportunity here, and she hits this one to the gap in left center, and it drops in for a base hit, and it continues to roll up near the warning track. Going to be a bases clearing two-run double, and the biggest hit of the game going to the cleanup spot, Tegan Pinnell, who drives in two. It is now a 5-1 Dragons lead. That brings up Chloe Cox with Pinnell at second base, still one out in the inning, and the score now 5-1 Valley Falls. In the wind, blowing everything to the left side of the infield, as that one's taken for a called strike. Cox, who reached on an error in her first at bat, up here with a runner at second, count 1-1. Next pitch, ground ball left side, but it's foul. And Cox quickly down in the count at 1-2 with Brecken Moore in the on-deck circle. So 3 runs on 2 hits in that first inning. And already 2 hits and 2 runs here in the second. Dragons lead it 5-1. And there is a beautiful pitch catching the outer part of the plate. Call strike 3 for out number 2. Big pitch there by Madison Turner. That is her second strikeout of the day. And it's a Brecken Moore. Looks like we're going to get a courtesy runner for Pinnell at second base as Dakota Boyce will run here for this at-bat. As Moore steps in, reached on an error in the first inning, and she's going to pop this first pitch to the right side, and that went pushing it right up against the net, and it'll fall to the dirt for strike number 1. Just to kind of give you an idea of the wind, that ball was popped up maybe right on that first base line. The wind is constantly shifting here throughout. That ball landed basically on the top of the net, maybe 20, 25 feet over. There's the called strike, and quickly down in the count, 0-2 is Brecken Moore. Boys, the courtesy runner at second base, two outs. Two runs have scored for Valley Falls here in the home second. They lead McLeod now 5-1, and a base hit could tag another. Swing and a miss, so great pitch, but it popped out of the glove of the catcher in McMeans, but gets it down to Edmonds at first base to retire. Brecken Moore for the final out of the inning. But a big two-run double by Tegan Pinnell, and the Dragons here at home out to a 5-1 lead over the McLeod Bulldogs. Go to the third inning right after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Top of the third inning here in Valley Falls, Dragons and McLeod. And it's softball here today on KNZA. Dragons out to a 5-1 lead as McLeod has the top of the order here in the third. Madison Turner leading things off. Count 1-0 in her favor. Back in the box, left side. Takes a heavy hack and fouls it straight back near us. Behind home plate, and it's 1-1. Coffin and Wolf also do up this inning for McLeod. Bulldogs defense, really both teams defensively, more so for McLeod. It had a good struggle of issues fighting this wind, which has caused multiple errors, leading to multiple runs. Here's a bunt attempt that's put down to the left side, but foul. And Turner now must rethink her strategy with the count at 1-2. The Dragons leading it 5-1. Not quite to the halfway point here in this matchup today. First games of the season here today for the Dragons. McLeod already on their third doubleheader of opening week, and they're out to a 3-1 record as this one has popped up to the left side. Cox at second. Played that one well. Secures it in the leather for out number one. So one up and one down here in the top of the third inning, and that brings up Charles C. Coffin, the lone senior on this McLeod roster this season, singled and scored a lone McLeod run back in the first. Open stance from the left side, little choked up on the bat, pulled out the P wedge and missed that one, pitch in the dirt, but swung on and missed for strike number one. Like Coffin, kind of stepping into that leadership role as the lone senior and understands what it takes to win at the highest level. And another one that's fouled away. And quickly, Coffin down in the count at 0-2. Again, Kirk Kilman, Brandon Tama with you here today. Coffin's got to steady yourself. Left side batter's box. 0-2 pitch here by Wilson. Hit well to the shortstop, and on a line drive, it's caught knee high by Cox, who's made the first two putouts here in the top of the third. The defense finally being highlighted a touch. Two fantastic plays at short by Chloe Cox. A pop out and a line out. Two up, two down. Here is sophomore Kenley Wolf, who walked in her first at bat. First inning. Now the temperature has died down. The wind has not. First pitch by Wilson, a little bit up and in. 1-1, no strikes. Wolf can do something here. McMeans in the on-deck circle. Bulldogs going to have to rally. They're trailing 5-1 here in the top of the third. Next pitch, just a touch outside. And it's 2-0 here on Kenley Wolf. Valley Falls. They certainly show out fan-wise for both softball and baseball. There's the swing and a miss on a 2-0 count. And Abby Wilson getting one back here on Wolf. It's now 2-1. Well, base is empty. And two outs here in the top of the third. And next pitch in the dirt. 3 balls and 1 strike. Abby Wilson has retired the last 6 batters she has faced. Or correct that, the last 4, beg your pardon. And 5 of the last 6. Going back to the tail end of inning number 1. Has really settled in a touch after throwing a lot of pitches in the first. Here's a 3-1 by Wilson, and this one is nice down the left side, but way foul. And Wolf now at 3-2, the count full. Turner popped out to short, Coffin lined out to short, and right now Wolf trying to keep this top of the third alive, facing a 3-2 count here with Abby Wilson inside the circle. The righty to the lefty is a high chopper over the third baseman, and Moore kind of ricocheted off her glove, and that's going to be an infield hit. Well, that took a high chop about 10 feet in the air off the bounce. And even if it's caught cleanly over there, Wolf's going to beat that out for an infield hit anyways. So a 2-out infield single by Wolf. She has reached twice, and here is sophomore catcher Reese McMeans. Bulldogs trailing at 5-1, here in the away third. McLeod swept this matchup last season. Pretty dominant fashion. First pitch, fastball. Little up and outside. 1 ball, no strikes here on McMeans. McMeans, a sophomore, struck out looking in her first at-bat today. Right now as a runner at first and Wolf with 2 down. Wilson steadies and fires, and it's a swing and a miss, and there's a throw to first, and nearly caught in a pickle, but it popped out the glove of Hernandez, which allowed Wolf to scamper to second base safely. So the count's 1-1 on McMeans, and Wolf into scoring position with 2 outs. Bulldogs trailing it 5-1 here in the top of the third. Pitch by Wilson. And line to the second baseman, Meyer. Boy, it was on a frozen rope, but it was caught cleanly by Meyer at second to retire the side. So Wilson facing 4 in that inning. And after a 2-out single, a runner stranded at second base. We go to the home third here on KNZA. Dragons leading it 5-1.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cones, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy, tastes good.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kirk Hillman in studio, Brandon Tedman with you. The gusty breeze out of the northeast here in Valley Falls today, continuing to howl. But right now, the Valley Falls Dragons in the softball matchup today, a 5-1 advantage here over McLeod as we go to the home third. Again here on KNZA, Bree Meyer, Gracie Connor, Brooklyn Schmelsley. That is 7-8-9. The Dragons order here in the third inning against Madison Turner as they look to add to what is a 5-1 advantage. Dragons scored 3 in the first, 2 more in the second. They have collected 5 hits. Unofficially, the McLeod defense with 5 errors so far. First pitch swinging, and Meyer pops it up out of play. Nearly cleared it onto the baseball field, but just a touch short. Meyer striking out in her first at-bat. She'll fall behind in AB number 2 at 0-1. It's a right-v-right matchup here. Turner's next pitch, a little high and outside. One ball, one strike now on Bree Meyer, the second baseman. So Meyer, Connor, Schmelzley here. You got to go back, at least what I've seen, as this one is hit down the right field line. This one's going to be fair, just barely. And the side spin kicks it all the way to the right side fence, but it was played well by Coffin and Wright and kept that one to a single. So a leadoff hit for Bree Meyer. He's at first base with nobody out. Brings up Gracie Connor, number 8 in the order, and the left fielder today. Reached on an error in her first at-bat back in the first. First pitch by Turner, up and inside for ball one. Valley Falls again looking for their first win over McLaughlin softball in a long time, at least going back to 2021. The Bulldogs have won 13 consecutive in this series. That's a good check and swing there, as it's a foul ball by Connor. And it's one ball and one strike. Meyer at first, leadoff single here in the home third. Dragons looking to add to a 5-1 lead. Now this one's hit to right field. It's a base hit. Kind of ricochets off the ankle of Coffin, and a throw to third is not in time. That one gets away, and here scampering home is Bree Meyer on the throwing error, and the Dragons now lead it 6-1. So Connor with a sharp single to right won't get credit for the RBI because it was the throwing error by the right fielder in Coffin. But producing another run to make it 6-1 Valley Falls here in the third. Little pause in the action. This Valley Falls team out to a good start here in game one. Already the fifth game this week for McLeod. Now a little slow roller to the right side, fielded by the second baseman and Chowning, but the exchange from glove to hand, not there, and everybody is safe. So defensively, McLeod today have had all sorts of issues. And that has certainly helped the Dragons out to a 6-1 lead here in the home third. So Connor at second, Schmelzley at first. And we're right back to the top of the order. Third at bat in just inning number 3 here for Abby Wilson, who is very consistent through the first 2 at bats. 2 singles, 2 runs scored. Now we got a timeout here by McLeod coach, John Dietrich. Not sure if a change is going to be made inside the circle or not. And it looks like we will make some changes here for the Bulldogs, as not quite unraveling, but falling into a deeper hole here in the third inning. Looks like we're going to have some positional changes here. We'll try to figure it out to the best we can. Looks like Chowning has gone from second to maybe left field. So I don't think it's a pitching change. We do got some defensive substitutions here. Well, we got, again, a few subs here for McLeod, trying to dissect it here. Valley Falls batting in the bottom of the third, leading this game 6-1. I'm just trying to figure something out because, again, defensively it's been an issue. So McMeans is going to be in the infield over at third base. So no longer catching is McMeans. And Forsberg will move from left field to catch now. I believe it is Chowning in left. So it is Turner still inside the circle, but 3 defensive changes there for McLeod. So here we go, back to it. And the first pitch by Abby Wilson hit to the right side and the throw to first in time. Runners advance to second and third. So that is out number one, but productive at bat for Abby Wilson for sure. So one out, you got Connor at third, Schmelzley at second base, and here is Paisley Heinen for a third time. She'll slow roll this one back to the circle, and a throw to first gets away. Everyone's going to be safe. Both runs are going to come in to score. Connor and Schmelzley adding to it. Now 8-1 Dragons. Well, today it has been defensive issues across the board for the Bulldogs. And Heinen at first with one out. And the first pitch to Hernandez stepping in is taken for a called strike. So three more runs have already scored this inning. And 8-1 the advantage. This is hit to the right side. Oof, man. Got the baseball fans who have to keep an eye on the foul balls here on the right side of the softball field. Everybody lets everybody know. The ball gets hit over the fence, and that is the right way to do it. No balls, two strikes here on Hernandez. Dragons cruising along here. That pitch gets away, hits the backstop, and up to second base without a throw is Heinen. One ball, two strikes here on Hernandez. Reached on an error, scored in the first. Singled and scored in the second. And hits this one sharply to the right side, fielded by the second baseman over to Edmonds in time for out number two. And that moves the runner and Heinen over to third. So Hernandez retired for out number two, and it's up to Tegan Pinnell, who had the big hit last inning, a two-run double to left center field. He is 2-for-2 today. Two RBIs and a run scored. Dragons leading at 8-1, and she sends this one out of play behind us, and it's 0-1. So again, three runs in the first, two in the second, three more have scored here in the third for Valley Falls. Their lead on McLeod right now is 8-1. Here's the pitch. This one's hit high in the air to the right side. It's going to just get past the infield and played well by the right fielder, Coffin. She comes in a few steps to make the catch to retire this side. But three more runs are in, a couple of hits by Meyer and Connor, and Air allowing a couple of those runs to score as well. And we've played three here in Valley Falls. It's all Dragons. They lead the Bulldogs 8-1 here on KNCA.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
Need dependable electrical service? Gerber Electric in Atchison is here to light the way. From quick fixes to major projects, their trusted team delivers quality work backed by free estimates and a satisfaction guarantee. And while you're out, swing by their retail store at 405 North 17th Street for everything you need to keep things powered up. Bulbs, batteries, breakers, connectors, and more. Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition. Stop in or give them a call today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school softball continues today on KNZA. We're in Valley Falls. Dragons leading McLeod 8-1 as we go to the fourth inning. And Taylor Edmonds hacking away at the first pitch, fouling it away for strike number one. So McLeod, they got some work to do. They've won 3 of 4 to start the season. Sweeping Jefferson County North on Monday, splitting with Centralia on Tuesday. Now here at Valley Falls on Thursday for their fifth game. Edmonds, ground ball to the left side, ricochets off Cox and short, will not have time to get it there. And Edmonds safely at first base to begin the inning. Unofficially E6 there. second error by the Dragon defense. And Edmonds at first base with nobody out. That brings up freshman Berkeley Myers. Well, McLeod got their lone run in the first inning. And they have been held in check by Abby Wilson since. Here's a throw down to first after that pitch missed inside, and back in safely is Edmonds. And the count here on Myers is 1-0. She flew out to center to end that first inning of play. Her second at bat of this game to lead off the top of the fourth. Pitch by Wilson in the dirt, missing inside. Two balls, no strikes. Defensive alignment's been the same for the Dragons. Connor in left, Schmelzley center, DeLong in right. Moore at third, Cox at short, Meyer at second, Hernandez at first. And Pinnell behind the dish for Abby Wilson inside the circle. Next pitch, low and inside, kicks away, and that's going to allow Edmonds to take second. About a throw on the wild pitch. So runner at second base, nobody out. The count now, three balls, no strikes on Berkeley Myers. Maybe an opportunity for McLeod to get something going here in this fourth inning. They got work to do. They trail 8-1. Wilson sets, fires a 3-0, taking all the way, and it's in there for a called strike, and it's now 3-1. Chloe Simpson in the on-deck circle. The bottom four of this McLeod lineup card today. Freshman, freshman, sophomore, freshman. Next pitch, high and away, ball four. And a walk to Myers. But runners at first and second with nobody out in the inning. It's the third walk issued by Abby Wilson today. And it's freshman Chloe Simpson now. A right side batter's box. Two on and nobody out. Bulldogs trying to battle back. They're down 8-1 here in the fourth. There's a big swing and a miss there by Simpson. She'll fall behind Wilson. No balls and one strike. There was a decent amount of cloud cover when the game started around 4:30. It has all gone away. Nothing but blue skies and warm and breezy temperatures here today. Next pitch to Simpson, a little bit up and out to make it 1-1. Edmonds the runner at second base. Myers the runner at first. Top of the fourth inning. McLeod trying to battle back, trailing by 7. Next pitch, a hard crack to the third baseman. Nice play by Moore. Gets the double play. Yes, it goes third to first. An unassisted double play by Moore at third. She took it right on the line, stepped on third, a dart to Hernandez at first, and just like that, a double play and two outs in the inning. The best defensive play we have seen here today. Myers up to second base. That is a 5-3 double play. Now the umpires having a swift meeting here between home and third, so unsure about that. As Valley Falls, infield meeting inside the circle. And just maybe confirming that the out at first was there, and that secures the 5-3 double play. So Moore, great play over there at third base, and quickly, two outs and a runner at second. And now it's up to Evie Chowning, the sophomore second baseman. Well, started at second, but now has moved around the infield. Bulldogs making multiple defensive subs in that last half inning. There's a swing and a miss. Ball gets away to the backstop, which allows Myers to get the third. Chowning falls behind at 0-1. She popped out to Moore at third in foul territory in her first at bat back in the second. Just need a base hit to get that run in from third. Here's the pitch by Wilson. And another one in the dirt that swung on and missed, and it's quickly 0-2. So too low, out of the strike zone. And Chowning swinging over the top of both. Valley Falls with an 8-1 lead here today. We're in the top of the fourth inning. Myers at third base, two outs. 0-2 pitch to Chowning. A little bit upstairs, 1-2. Tried to get her with the rise ball. Chowning not biting. Again, after somewhat of a struggle in the first inning for Abby Wilson, boy, she has really battled back. Has toned things down inside the circle. Another one that's upstairs gets to the backstop, and here comes the runner in from third, and Myers is going to score. That'll be a pass ball. The pitch was high and away and popped out of the glove of Pinnell. And Myers able to time in that run to make it 8-2. So desperately, McLeod, they needed that to at least get that runner in from third, and they'll take it any way they can get it. So now the bases are empty with count 1-2 here on Evie Chowning. And now she takes one just missing inside, 2-2. A couple of moans and groans from the Dragon fans thinking that was strike three. The base is empty now, two outs. 8-2 now our score. Valley falls by 6 here in the top of the fourth. Chowning 0-1 today. Here's a 2-2. That one's well in the dirt. Now 3-2. The Chowning has battled back here nicely. Trying to keep a two-out rally going with Forsberg in the on-deck circle. Here's the pitch by Wilson. The 3-2. It's fouled out of play to the right side. We'll do it again at 3-2. Again, Brecken Moore making a nice defensive play at third earlier in this inning. Unassisting a double play hit by Chloe Simpson. Got the first 2 outs of the inning, and now Chowning here with nobody on after Myers scored on a pass ball, trying to keep this rally going with 2 outs. 3-2 just inside, ball 4. Chowning kind of glanced back at the official and was waiting for the call, and as casual of a right hand to the first base side as you could get from the home plate umpire. It's the fourth walk issued by Wilson that keeps the inning going, and number 9 in the order, Claire Forsberg, who is now catching, started in left field. Quite a few defensive changes have been made already by John Dietrich, the head coach, and this is hit well, deep out into left field. Connor's racing back, she can't get there. It's going to two-hop the fence, and holding it third is Chowning. So it's a double by the freshman Forsberg, fighting the teeth of that wind. And now with 2 outs, we go to the top of the order. Bulldogs down 6, runners at 2nd and 3rd. And Turner about to step in, and a meeting inside the circle right now, players only here for the Dragons. So after a double play hit by Simpson, Chowning walked, and then Forsberg, first pitch she sees. Line drive over the head of Connor and left, two hopping near the fence for a double. Coach Dietrich kept Chowning at third as Connor got it in pretty quickly, but now 2nd and 3rd, 2 outs. 8-2, the Valley Falls lead, but the Dragons trying to chip away. First pitch to Turner is a swing and a miss for strike number 1. Now Turner has pitched the entire way to this point. She is 0-2 with a ground out and a pop out today. Kind of flashing a bunt, pulls back. Here's the pitch, hit out to left center field, and that's trouble. It is well into the gap, and that's going to score both runs. Turner thought about going to third, but it's a 2-RBI double by Madison Turner and the biggest hit of the day for McLeod. And it cuts the deficit in half to 8-4. 3 runs have scored in the inning. And now we get Carl C. Coffin, the lone senior, the right fielder. 1-2 today, a single and a run scored. Runner at 2nd base, 2 outs. First pitch by Wilson, low and outside for 1. So back-to-back doubles by Forsberg and Turner has helped scratch across 2 runs to cut this baby in half. It's 8-4 Valley Falls. Now this is it well. Ground ball to Cox. Shortstop fielding has to make a long throw. It's not in time. It is an infield hit by Coffin. Turner goes to third, and runners at the corners with still two outs here in the top of the fourth. McLeod quickly making this thing a little more interesting about the halfway point of this one. And can Kenley Wolf keep it going after the infield single by Coffin, her second hit of the day? Wilson trying to get out of it with no more harm done. She fires in one on the outer part of the plate for a called strike, and Wolf will start behind at 0-1. She's reached twice, a walk and a single. Wolf has also stolen second base as well. First and third, two outs. Next pitch a little bit high to Kenley Wolf, the sophomore. And it's 1-1, one strike. Bulldogs trying to continue a two-out rally. They're down four. They've scored three in the inning. There's one that is a called strike on the outside part of the plate. And a little bit late for Pinnell to get that ball back to Wilson, which allowed Coffin to make a heady play up to second base. So now second and third. Base hit could score two, get this to a two-run game. Count one and two, check swing. Did she go? She did not. Boy, that was close. So Wolf checked the swing in time. And the count's evened up at two and two. So you got Turner at third, Coffin at second. 2-2 count here on the Wolf. Two outs, top four. Dragons eight, McLeod four. Here's the 2-2 by Wilson, and it is a foul tip, and then it popped out of the glove of Pinnell. So we'll do it again at 2-2. Good productive afternoon so far for the sophomore Wolf, a walk and a single and a stolen base. But a big RBI chance here for her with two down in the inning. Her team down four. 2-2 here by Abby Wilson, and it's in there. It was a little high, but a called strike number three, and that retires the side. Third strikeout of the day for Abby Wilson, but the big hit, a two-run double by Madison Turner. McLeod scoring three in the inning, and the Valley Falls lead is 8-4. It's worth the halfway point here on KNCA.
When you go to your bank, you shouldn't have to choose between that desirable small-town feel and modern conveniences. Life moves fast, and we all have a variety of needs. At Union State Bank, we're passionate about community, and we listen. That means offering tools you want, like mobile banking, and deposit accounts for both individuals and businesses. You get everything national banks offer without sacrificing local knowledge and service. Visit one of our eight branches located in the heart of your community. Member FDIC.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for all of your healthcare needs. Have an illness late at night or on the weekend? Come visit FW Houston's 24/7 walk-in clinic. Call us today at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school softball here today. We are off and running. First full week of spring sports. And it's just certainly hard to believe, just grinding through the 25-26 school year, spring sports now upon us. Our first softball broadcast, and McLeod coming back a little bit. We go to the bottom of the fourth here in Valley Falls, Dragons leading at 8-4. And Madison Turner back inside the circle, first pitch to Chloe Cox to begin this inning, a little up and out for ball number one. Valley Falls, they've scored in all three innings, three in the first, two in the second, three in the third, and another one that is fouled away here by Cox, and it's 1-1, one strike. Reckon Moore will follow, Bree Meyer in the hole. As Valley Falls Dragons softball team looking for their fifth straight 10-plus win season. This one's fouled straight back into the netting, and Cox quickly behind at 1-2. And last season, 10 wins. Losing to Rossville in the first round of the regional tournament 2 years ago. Went 16-7, lost to McLeod in a regional championship, and there's a called strike three on the outside part of the plate. Good pitch off speed by Madison Turner. That is her fourth strikeout, and Cox down for a second time here today. That brings up Reckon Moore. reached on an error in the first. It's also struck out. She'll take a fastball outside part of the plate. Called strike number one. Now picking up where left off the convo about the consecutive double-digit win season, as this one's popped up right to the circle. Easy play for Madison Turner. And she has quickly got two up, two down here in the home fourth. Valley Falls again last year, 10 wins, 16-24. They went 11-11 in 2023, and then 10 wins in 2022. As into the batter's box, Bree Meyer takes one inside for ball one. So a chance for Madison Turner to go three up and three down for the first time in this game. And there's a pitch called strike. And now one ball, one strike here on Bree Meyer. Singled and scored back in the third. Struck out looking in the first. And she'll foul this one back to make it 1-2 now. Valley Falls, after their doubleheader here today, they'll go to Troy on Monday afternoon. McLeod will step out of league on Monday to take on Atchison. Here's a pop-up. Out towards center field, and Wolf right under it to make the catch. And for the first time today, Madison Turner retiring the Dragons in order, 1-2-3. So a strikeout, a pop-out, and a fly-out between Coxmore and Meyer. We go to the fifth inning here in Valley Falls. Dragons lead the Bulldogs 8-4.
Union State Bank is here to help you build your business. Like you, we are thankful to be part of the local community, and USB is fully vested in that community, focused on helping families and businesses succeed. For our fellow local businesses, we offer a variety of commercial account options to fit your needs, from business interest checking to money market and business savings accounts. We have the convenient options to help your business thrive. Stop into one of our 8 convenient locations to talk with our team. Union State Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing, support, and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student-athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kirk Tillman, Brandon Tamman with you. Valley Falls leading this one 8-4. It's high school softball on KNZA. McLeod coming up here in the top of the fifth inning. Leading it off is Reese McMeans. Abby Wilson back inside the circle. Her first pitch is laced out to left field, and it's a leadoff hit for McMeans. Trying to chip away once again. A good start here for the Bulldogs with McMeans, her first hit of the ball game today. That brings up Taylor Edmonds. 3 runs on 3 hits that last inning for McLeod at one point down 8-1. Now find themselves down 8-4 here in the top of the fifth. So still work to do, but they're slowly chipping away. McMeans at first, nobody out. First pitch here to Edmonds, and this one is hit on a line drive, but playing it shoulder high, and a chance for a double play. Throw to first, gets away. Back safely is McMeans, but Edmonds lines out to center for out number one. Boy, as hard of a ball as you could fight through this wind here today. And Edmonds, unfortunate there, is Schmelsley out in center playing that one well for out number one. So here's Berkeley Myers, runner at first, one out here in the top of the fifth. Fouls this one away left side for strike one. Myers walked and scored in the last inning, and she also has a fly out to center, which closed out inning number one a little while ago. Valley Falls holding on to an 8-4 lead here in the top of the fifth. McLeod trying to stay unbeaten early on in league play. There's a line drive to the third baseman. Throw to first, and another double play issued by Brecken Moore at third. Wow, back-to-back innings. A DP put together by the third baseman Moore, and that quickly retires the side. So we go to the bottom of the fifth here on KNZA. Valley Falls leading McLeod 8-4.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at Second Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school softball here on KNCA. 8-4 Valley Falls. We start the bottom of the fifth. One pitch, one out. Gracie Connor stepping in, lining one out to the first baseman in Edmonds. So wasting little time to begin this home fifth inning. Kurt Kilman, Brandon Tadman with you. Thank you so much once again for joining us here today. Conditions, temperature-wise, very nice. But the wind has been a problem for both teams here today. Really, for everybody involved. So, base is empty, one out. Here's a ground ball. Schmelzley, and that throw high from third base. And Schmelzley's going to be saved, thanks to an error. Second time Schmelzley's reached via the error today. And one on and one out. We go to the top of the order with Abby Wilson batting for a fourth time here already in the fifth inning. Two singles, two runs scored, and a ground out for Abby Wilson. Runner at first, Schmelzley there with one out. 8-4, the Dragons lead. Here's a ground ball to the second baseman. Myers flips to second for one. On to first, not in time. Can't get the double play, but they get the lead run for out number two. Wilson at first on the fielder's choice. The out at second puts two down. There's Paisley Hyden. The DP here today. A couple of sacrifices and a ground out. First pitch gets away. It was outside for a ball. And Wilson scampers up to second base on the pass ball here. Now the Dragons scored three in the first, two in the second, three in the third. Had an 8-1 lead. They went three up and three down last inning, and that 8-1 lead is 8-4 now in the bottom of the fifth. Right now the count, two balls, no strikes here on Hyman. The last pitch missing a little bit inside. Runner at second base, fouls this one away, and it's 2-1. Both these teams producing a lot of freshmen and sophomores on the roster this season. There's a bunt attempt missing, no cover at third, and Wilson gets over there to third base. But Heinen now with an even Stevens count, 2-2. Two outs in the bottom of the fifth inning. Dragons runner at third, an 8-4 lead here on McLeod, and now punching away at this one to the left side and foul again by Heinen. And we'll try to get it 2-2. Both pitchers have gone the distance to this point with Wilson for Valley Falls and Turner for McLeod. Right v. left matchup. The 2-2 is going to be foul, just right behind home plate, bouncing in front of Forsberg. So we'll try it for a third straight time with the count at 2-2. Wilson at third base. Heinen trying to produce an RBI here with two outs in the bottom of the fifth. It's been a long time since Valley Falls has beaten McLeod as this one's again punched to the left side and another foul ball by Heinen. So just fighting, trying to do everything she can to get Wilson in from third. A little bit closed on the stance for the lefty Heinen. Here's the pitch by Turner and another foul ball right behind home plate. And again, we'll do 2-2. time of the year, no doubt. You got Royals opening day tomorrow night. College basketball, NCAA tournament, Sweet 16 game starting tonight. This one's popped in the air, left side, easy play. Third baseman McMeans closing it out and making the catch to retire the side. So Wilson stranded at third, and for the second straight inning, the Dragons come up scoreless. We go to the sixth here in Valley Falls. Dragons leading McLouth 8-4.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of Soother Feeds protein tubs and mineral on hand and carry mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving. On the road or in the field, let them help you select the best tire for your vehicle and driving needs. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms and growing success.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
First high school softball broadcast of the season here in Valley Falls, coming down the home stretch. McLouth coming up here in the top of the sixth, starting with Chloe Simpson, bottom of the order. Dragons leading it 8-4. Got Kirk Kilman, we got Brandon Tamman. Thank you so much. First pitch by Abby Wilson to Chloe Simpson. A big swing and a miss for strike number one. And the top of the sixth inning is underway. Simpson has walked and also hit into a double play today. Next pitch by Wilson, popped up right side on the infield. Meyer at second to her left, couple of steps to make the catch for out number one. So one up and one down here in the top of the sixth inning. That'll bring up Chowning, number eight in the order, the sophomore, who walked and scored back in the fourth inning. And also has a pop out as well. Abby Wilson trying to go the distance. Here's a ground ball, and it backspins its way foul behind home plate in front of Tegan Pinnell, the catcher for the Dragons. Again, McLouth out to a 3-1 start this season. It's their third doubleheader of opening week. They split with Centralia on Tuesday. This one hit off the inside part of the bat, hung up in the air enough for the shortstop Cox to come in a few steps to make the catch. And a couple of quick pop-outs here to begin the top of the second inning. Or correction, top of the sixth, beg your pardon. Gone a little bit longer than the second here. But back-to-back pop-outs, and now it's up to Claire Forsberg. Number nine in the order, batting from the left side. First pitch by Abby Wilson in the dirt for ball one. Forsberg struck out in the second, also doubled and scored in the fourth. Bulldogs scored three of their four runs in that fourth inning. The big hit, Turner, with two runs, producing on a double. Slow roller to the right side. Meyer underhands it to first in time. It's all done in the infield. A couple of pop-outs and then a ground out to second to close it out. 7-8-9 in the McLouth order. They go down 1-2-3. So an 8-4 Dragons lead. They're coming up. Bottom of the sixth inning, straight ahead. You're on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Addison Turner back inside the circle for McLeod. Dragons here batting with a four-run lead in the bottom of the sixth. Chance to try to add some insurance here as Turner's first pitch to Hernandez in there for a called strike. And the bottom of the sixth inning is underway. Kirk Hillman, Brandon Tadman with you. Dragons leading McLeod 8-4. First softball broadcast of the season here on KNCA. Next pitch to Hernandez, fouled away, and she's quickly behind Turner at 0-2. Hernandez reached on an error, scored in the first, singled and scored in the second, and then is grounded out to second as well. Another foul ball over to the baseball portion of the fandom here at Valley Falls. Credit everybody, as soon as that ball goes over the fence, it is heads up across the board. A lot of patrons between the two fields. 0-2 to Hernandez, a little bit low in the dirt, and it's one ball, two strikes. Pinnell and Cox will follow in this inning. It's been quiet offensively for the Dragons, scoring all eight of their runs in the first three innings, held in check by Turner and company in the last two. Now the count, two balls and two strikes to Hernandez. That 1-2 a little bit low. Here's a 2-2 by Turner, and it is a ground ball. Ricochets off Turner's glove. Shortstop Simpson on to first. Low throw. Not even sure if it would have been in time or not. Either way, it's an infield hit for Hernandez. Unofficially an infield hit. That'll bring up Tegan Pinnell. Now, Pinnell has two hits today. Singled in the first and had a big two-run producing double back in the two-run second inning. And now she hits this one hard to the shortstop. Could be a double play. Second for one. On to first. Boy, Simpson queued that up very nicely. And just like that, a double play. And there are two outs in the inning. So Simpson doing that damage herself. It is a 4-3 double play. That'll bring up Chloe Cox, who grounds it right back to Turner inside the circle and darts it over to Edmonds for quickly out number three. So after a leadoff single, a quick double play, and a ground out by Cox, and the Dragons heading to the seventh inning, a four-run lead on McLeod. Let's see if the Bulldogs got a rally in them. We got the seventh inning coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy, tastes good.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school softball continuing here on KNCA. We got Kurt, we got Brandon. Final opportunity here for McLeod. They're down to Valley Falls 8-4 to begin the seventh inning. And first pitch swinging, Madison Turner lacing it down the left field line. It's going to be a leadoff double for sophomore Madison Turner. Wasting little time. Bulldogs got work to do. They're down four here in the top of the seventh. That is the second time in four at-bats that Turner has reached today. Her two hits, two doubles. Her double back in the fourth produced two runs that inning. Two of the three in that inning, I should say. Abby Wilson still inside the circle. Now first pitch to Chelsea Coffin is fouled away for strike one. So Coffin again, the lone senior on this McLeod roster. Two hits today, two singles, and a run scored. Also stolen a base. Now Turner at second base, nobody out, top seven. Dragons trying to hold on. They lead at 8-4. Right versus left matchup here. Wilson's pitch is outside for ball one. Kenley Wolf in the on-deck circle. Reese McMeans in the hole for McLeod. Here is the pitch by Abby Wilson, and this one fouled straight back, and it's 1-2 on Coffin. And Turner at second base, a leadoff double down that left field line. His Bulldogs team, state champions in 2023 and 2024, three-peat ended in the regional semis last year. And next pitch upstairs, 2 balls, 2 strikes here on Coffin. Abby Wilson inside the circle for Valley Falls has pitched the entire game trying to close it out. Her team up 4 in the 7th. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. 4 strikeouts for Abby Wilson in the first out here in the 7th. Turner stays at second base, now 1 out for Kenley Wolf, who has reached twice, a walk and a single, and has also struck out. There's 2 outs to spare for the Bulldogs. They're down by 4 here in the 7th. That first pitch is upstairs, gets away from Pinnell, and that allows Turner to get to 3rd without a throw. So the pass ball there. And even an out could produce a run. McLeod, they're down 4. Just 2 outs to spare. Turner at 3rd. Count 1-0 here on Wolf. Pitch by Wilson. It's a mile out into center field, and it's going to two-hop the fence for extra bases. What a line drive. And Wolf into second standing with an RBI double. And with 1 out here in the 7th, it's now an 8-5 game. So Turner scores with ease. 3rd time reaching today for Kenley Wolf for 2nd hit. And that double producing an RBI. So here's Reese McMeans. 1-for-3 with a single. And she'll pop this one up out of play. And it's quickly no balls, 1 strike. Valley Falls leading at 8-5 here in the 7th. A run produced there to get within 3, but again, McLeod still got work to do. Next pitch by Wilson, a little bit low and inside to make it 1-1. Well, after this first game here for Valley Falls, they're going to celebrate the 10-year anniversary of the 2016 state championship team. Next pitch to McMean, swung on and missed there, and she's down 1-2. Taylor Edmonds in the on-deck circle, who has got some real good pop in the bat. And let's see if can at least get the tying run to the plate. There's a swing and a miss. Popped out of Pinnell's glove, but casual down the first base line to get it there to Hernandez to secure the 2nd out. 5 strikeouts for Abby Wilson, and now it's up to Taylor Edmonds. 2 outs, a runner at 3rd. Bulldogs down 8-5 here in the 7th. Dragons trying to open the season with a win. First pitch by Wilson. Good velocity in there for a called strike, and it's 0-1 on Taylor Edmonds. Edmonds has reached on an error twice today, has also lined out to center, but has to do something here to keep this going. And a swing and a miss in the high cheese, and it's quickly 0-2. Chance for the Dragons to close out this one with a win. Abby Wilson trying to complete this one. Runner at 3rd. 2-strike pitch. Slow roller gloved by the pitcher, and Wilson on to 1st in time for the out. And that is well done. So a big-time win for Valley Falls to kick off their season. 8-5 is the final score, and we'll wrap things up when we come back here on KNCA.
Need dependable electrical service? Gerber Electric in Atchison is here to light the way. From quick fixes to major projects, their trusted team delivers quality work backed by free estimates and a satisfaction guarantee. And while you're out, swing by their retail store at 405 North 17th Street
for everything you need to keep things powered up. Bulbs, batteries, breakers, connectors, and more. Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition. Stop in or give them a call today.
Looking for a mortgage loan that fits your life? At Union State Bank, we understand that buying a home is more than a transaction. It's a milestone. Our team offers competitive rates and local decision-making to make the process smooth and personal. Whether you're purchasing, refinancing, or building, we're here to help you every step of the way. Visit mybankusb.com or stop by one of our 8 branches today. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for all of your healthcare needs. Have an illness late at night or on the weekend? Come visit FW Houston's 24/7 walk-in clinic. Call us today at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing, support, and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Valley Falls softball team honoring the 10-year anniversary of the 2016 softball state champions. In between games here today, Kirk Hillman, Brandon Tadman with you. Our first high school softball broadcast in the books. And Valley Falls holding on to defeat McLeod. The final score here today was 8-5. So for Valley Falls, they scored all 8 of their runs in the first 3 innings. They scored 3 in the first and 2 in the second, 3 more in the third, had just 1 hit innings 4-6. But again, that big stretch in the first 3 innings, able to get the job done. Abby Wilson, the winning pitcher here today. She had some struggles throughout, but held McLeod down to just 1 run on 3 hits over the last 3 innings. Wilson ending up with 5 strikeouts and 4 walks. But again, at one point it was 8-1, about the halfway point of this one. McLeod made a charge, got it to within 8-4 and then 8-5. It got 1 run in that 7th inning, but Wilson shutting the door on the Bulldogs as Valley Falls will open up the season with a big-time win. Again, these two will still play one more here in just a little bit. So again, you look at Valley Falls here today. They got a big 2-run double from Tegan Pinnell in that second inning. Pinnell today with 2 hits, 2 RBIs, and a run scored. Abby Wilson, again, mentioning her as the winning pitcher today. She had 2 hits and 2 runs scored. Berkeley Hernandez reached base a couple of times thanks to a couple of singles and an error. So Hernandez reaching base 3 times. 2 hits, 2 runs scored. Bree Meyer had a single and a run scored. Grace Connor had a single and a run scored. Brooklyn Schmelsley reached a couple of times via an error and scored a run as well for Valley Falls. This was already game 5 for McLeod, so the loss here today drops them to 3-2, and their first loss in league play now 2-1. Again, they didn't score, really get back into it until the 4th inning. They were down 8-1. Going into the top of the 4th inning, but they got 3 runs in that inning. And the big hit's a 2-run double by Madison Turner. And then also got a run on an error. Again, the wind was a big factor here today. There was quite a few errors across the board. Get to that in a moment. And then the 1 run in the 7th inning, thanks to a double by Turner. And then another double by Kenley Wolf. At that point, got it to 8-5 Valley Falls. But Dragons able to hold on. Both pitchers go the distance. Abby Wilson, the winning pitcher, as she goes 7 innings and has 5 strikeouts and 4 walks in this one today. And it was Madison Turner, the McLeod starter, who took the loss. She struck out 4 today, did not walk a single batter. But again, the defense behind her, a tough go early, a lot of errors in the first few innings, allowing for quite a few unearned runs for the Dragons, which helped out to an 8-5 victory here today. So again, running through the final tallies as Valley Falls wins it today, 8-5 over McLeod. 8 runs, 8 hits, 2 errors. They left 6 on base. with Abby Wilson, the winning pitcher today, and for McLeod, dropping to now 3-2 on the season, 2-1 in league play, as Madison Turner takes the loss inside the circle. Unofficially here for McLeod today, 5 runs, 7 errors, 8 hits. They left 6 on base. Well, our first baseball broadcast is coming your way Monday afternoon. Same start time at 4:30. We'll be over at Jeff West in Meriden. Actually, Ozaki, I should say. Jeff West playing host to Hiawatha. That'll be our first baseball broadcast Monday afternoon. Same start time at 4:30. But we're off and running here, the spring sports season. For Kirk Kilman, I'm Brandon Salmon. Thanks for listening to High School Softball today. Final score, Valley Falls 8 and McLeod 5. You've been listening to coverage of high school athletics here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.